As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." Now here's the thing. Mark's gospel tells you something so important in this that you need to look at it right now. Okay? You need to turn to Mark chapter 16. You need to ignore the ESV and the NIV and the other Bibles that say probably it all stops at verse 9. They're wrong. I'm here to tell you that when you open to Mark chapter 16 and you look at verse 11 to 14, God wants you to know this truth. You need to understand this about that day. Verse 11 of chapter 16 of Mark says, "When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her," Mary who came and told, "they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking in the country, and they went back to the rest, but they did not believe them. And afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen." And that's a strong, strong language. That's something we need to understand from the scripture. But Luke tells us, as they were talking about these things, Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Okay? So be corrected by Jesus. And then Jesus says, "Chill out. It's all right. We're good now." Okay? Peace. You got it wrong, and I'm here. It's okay. This is the stuff. There's no rebuke for us as people getting it wrong. There's just encouragement by God saying, "Come on, come on. Don't hide your failure. Own your failure. Peace be to you. Let's move." But they were startled and frightened, and they thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. It's myself. Touch me. See, a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones like I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, there's that word again. Oh, it's amazing, but I don't know what it means. He said to them, "Do you have anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish. And when he ate it and it didn't fall to the ground because he was a ghost, they were like, "Okay, cool. He's really real." And maybe they started touching him. I don't know. It's not in the scripture. But apparently when he ate the fish, they were like, right? You know the joke? A skeleton walks into a bar. He says, "Give me a beer and a mop." Jesus is not an apparition. He eats. And it doesn't just fall to the ground. And so now they finally believe. And he said to them, this is the end of the sermon, folks. He says to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And he opened their minds to understand the scripture. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." And he said, "You are witnesses to these things." And so the message is this: even team players can be in a place where they don't believe all the way. Even the faithful may only be believing as much as they can figure. And we can still learn from the Lord directly through the scripture. And those of us who are convinced and instructed by the Lord are called to bear witness to others. There is a resurrection life yet available to others who think they're all right. There is an intimate relationship with the loving, living Jesus Christ. There is a spiritual truth and connection to resurrection power. It's available to those who walk by faith in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And believers have one job: people empowered by God, the resurrected Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in the world, have one job: to tell others about repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Jesus says this should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. And God, who raised the dead, opens minds to know the truth. Jesus opened minds to understand the scripture and to make the truth known. So if you're born of the Spirit, you have been equipped. You can proclaim the truth as God reveals it to you in the scripture. Have you been equipped? Like, have your Bibles been open? And have you been trained to share the truth from the scripture? Because you can, but do you? It's critical. And thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. So if you have been walking along this road, depressed by the events of the recent days, lift up your heads. Learn the lesson from the Emmaus Road. We sing, open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Help us to recognize you in our midst, Lord. That's our prayer. And to point to you at work in this world for others to see, Lord. That's our prayer. Help us to be how you were at work in this world. And by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, to point to repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name to the glory of the Father. That is our prayer, Lord. Amen.